Hello, this is the Angry GM, and this is just a quick note before we get started. Normally these audio recordings are remixed or remastered or re-somethinged by a generous supporter of mine named Rattercrash, who is also a musician and did the intro and outro themes that you've heard on my recordings, and also puts out music on his YouTube channel at Pandora Symphony Orchestra. It is excellent instrumental music that is great if you like to use music in your tabletop role-playing games, and you really should check it out. But anyway, unfortunately, I just did 3 recordings in the last 2 days, and I want to get them out as quickly as possible, but Rattercrash has had a personal emergency and is a bit indisposed at the moment. I don't want you to wait for this stuff, so I'm going to go ahead and just remaster it myself, which I am not good at, but it will at least be listenable to. So if the audio quality here sounds a bit different, that's because this is me fat fingering and flubbing my way through the process just to make something that isn't crap so you don't have to wait. You're welcome. This is the Angry GM, and what you are listening to now is the supplemental Q&A follow-up to the True Meeting Hostery proofread aloud that I have just finished reading aloud for those who have gathered in the live chat, text channel, studio audience here at Angry Games headquarters, and who are now welcome to ask questions via the thread in that channel, starting with Kaladrev's question, which I instructed someone to ask. Why did you have to change the first paragraph in today's article? Well, okay. So originally, when I outlined the article, I counted up the tips and I had 15, and 15 seemed like a good number. But then in the revision process, because I write my articles 2 to 3 times, start to finish. So I write the article as a draft, and then I rewrite and revise the whole article, and sometimes I will do it again. I do this all in chunks. But as I'm doing that, I'm moving things around, splitting things up and changing things and split some tips up and combine other tips together. So by the time I hit the end, I had lost track of how many tips there actually were in the article. But that's okay because it took several days to get through this. And the more my process is broken up over a period of days, the more I tend to forget how I started the whole thing. So by the end, I realized, I'm like, well, fortunately, I wasn't stupid enough to put an actual count at the beginning, because, you know, that would be a dumb thing to do. So I can just make a joke here of like, oh, I had no idea how many tips were in here. And then it's like, well, let me count up quick and then be like impressed with, oh my gosh, I came up with 18, huh? That's pretty good. I actually started the proofread aloud and discovered the paragraph that I had written 4 days ago, it actually literally did have me just say, here's 15 tips, which I should know better. But the other thing is, originally this was going to be really rapid fire shit, but that whole eye contact thing and the conflict thing both ballooned into much bigger than they were. So there were, like, initially I was envisioning lots of things to be, you know, like 15 tips, each one paragraph long, and I thought this would be a short article. But then when I started writing and I realized how super important the eye contact thing was, and then had to really, I should probably explain this better for gamers. Especially because a lot of times, I know how much my shit's going to get picked apart. Okay, so if you're taking a course on meeting management, they will tell you about eye contact and how important it is. You know, make eye contact with whoever's speaking. If you're speaking, make eye contact with people in the audience. And as someone else is speaking, move your eye contact around so that you're kind of, you know, using your eye contact as like this, as a, like a tractor beam. Okay. And they'll tell you that. And it's like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But then I say that to a bunch of online gamers. And I know that as soon as I start talking about, you'll start to recognize people's attention. They'll be like, well, you know, what if I can't tell when people are paying attention, or how do you, you know, like whatever. And it's like, you just have to explain, like, just the act of doing it is all it takes. When you do it, you actually are calibrating your internal social radar. Because you do have an internal social radar. Most people do. So I know that if I don't go, like, especially with this social shit, if I don't go into more detail, if I just say something like, you know, just pay attention to people's eye lines, then I'm going to get 1,000 people saying, well, what am I supposed to do with that? Okay, so I'm paying attention to people's eye lines. Now, how am I supposed to read it? Like, I have one person who's always looking down at the sheet that they're at the table. They never look at me. They must not be paying attention. It's like, no, that's their baseline for paying attention. It's like, so am I supposed to remember all these rules for every person? It's like, for the love of God, minstrel, finish typing your question, because I can't draw this out anymore. Like, I see you typing, and then I keep, like, I'm, like, drawing out my question to give time for you to finish typing. That's it! That's one sentence! Why did that just take you 17 minutes to type? That was the whole time. I'm babbling away trying to draw this stuff out to give you time to hit the enter key, and that's all you got? Minstrel, the bard holder. Which of these tips do you personally find the most challenging to do? Honestly, the eye contact thing, but I'm not going to do a whole long speech on that. That was a tough one. Also, the conflict resolution thing. Okay? The conflict resolution thing, that's another one where it's like, honestly, you know what? Most of them are hard to do, because I know I'm trying to explain basic public speaking and social skills to people who are going to rip them apart. To people who don't actually, like, nobody trusts their intuition. And if you don't trust your intuition, you can't use your social skills. I'm not saying you know, everybody has social skills. They vary from person to person. Some people are better. Some people are worse. Everybody's got the basic social wiring. Well, again, most people have the basic social wiring in them. And what you have to learn to do is just trust that if you do certain things, your social wiring will start to kick in. But anyway. You know, so that it's always really hard to do that. You know, to give social tips to online gamers. Plus, in this day and age, there is always going to be a certain number of emails I am going to receive, and comments or private messages. Because I do receive a lot of emails and private messages, and a lot of people use the Ask Angry format to then rip apart my articles. And I'll receive things like, you know, you're not taking into consideration that people have social anxiety, and so these tips don't work for them. And I'm like, actually, I am taking that into consideration. And my consideration is, if somebody has social anxiety and they have decided to take on a social hobby, their job is then to figure out how to do the hobby with their social anxiety. Hopefully, you know, they've taken a book on, like, overcoming social anxiety, or they're working with a professional, or they're doing something else to overcome the obstacle, just the same way that if you are very, very short, you have to learn different skills when you're playing basketball. Okay. For longer campaigns, do you prefer your players to build their characters together or blind? So, okay, not only did you make me babble for like 20 minutes waiting for you to type 12 words, but now you follow up with a question that is totally off topic for the article. The live proofread aloud Q&A is for asking questions about the proofread aloud. This is not about character generation. No point did I mention. This is not even about gaming. This is about running meetings. You're not allowed to ask questions anymore. Okay? There's no preference here. Also, you took the wrong lesson. Okay. For longer campaigns, do you prefer players to build their characters together or blind with no knowledge of what the others are doing until they're done? It's not a preference thing. Okay? True campaign, I did this already. True campaign managers who have a preference for one way or the other, don't care about their preferences. It depends on the campaign. You make the best choice for the campaign you're running. Some campaigns are better if everybody builds the characters together. Some groups of players need to build their characters together. If I have a whole bunch of newbies and they all have to build characters, I don't want to walk them all through the process 9 friggin' times. I want to do it once. So we're going to do it together. This ain't a preference thing. It's about making the right choice for the game you're running. But obviously, you can't be patient and wait for me to get to the article on character generation, which I have literally now promised twice you have to know today in a completely unrelated article. Andre's Edge. Any chance of expanding on restarting the game after the break? I struggle to do that and actively avoid doing breaks for that reason. Okay. Gosh, I really... You know, sometimes I really, really wish that people would just, like, here's the thing. Okay, let's see if we can work this out together. Let's do Socratic method. Okay, at the beginning of this article, this isn't Socratic method. This is just me, like, answering in the most assholeless way possible, but that's what you pay me for. Okay, so that's what I'm doing. But then Socrates was kind of an asshole, too, to be honest. I would say I'm the sweary, angry version of Socrates, but Socrates was a dick. Anyway, all right, so at the beginning of the article, I acknowledged, right, that, hey, Nanban Jim, Q&A thread is not for discussion. It's for questions for me. Put that in the live chat channel. So, wow, that wasn't polite but firm. That was just, okay, I'm being cranky now. Okay, look, at the beginning, I acknowledged that people have a hard time starting a meeting. There's always that struggle where game masters are sitting there saying, well, now I have to, you know, start the game. I'll just, everybody's talking. I don't want to speak up. I'll just, guys, I never know how to start. And I said, here's the solution to that. Write down a standard call to order and put it on your agenda. Right? So that you have a phrase that you will say that says, I am starting my game now. Now, later on, I said, people have a trouble transitioning through the ending. Like, you know, it's again, like, game masters struggle, and it's like, oh, how do I, okay, so we're done now, so I guess we should, So I said, figure out a standard thank you statement and write that down. If you struggle with the transition from break to starting the game again, is there not, right in there, the actual solution to your problem? Is it not write down break on your agenda and then write down, all right, break is over. Let's start again. So that you now have a phrase that is just in you that is the, I'm starting the game again. Like, it's the solution is there. Like, you do have to do some of the math yourself here, guys. So I yell at people for asking questions. I yell at people for not asking questions. This is great. Guy Quail is still typing. Guy Quail quit. Oh, we're doing this again. Wasn't it you last time too, Guy Quail? I feel bad now because Andre's like, that's a great answer. I failed the spot myself. Thanks. Yeah, no problem. I will give you the best damn answers, but you are sure going to pay for them. And I don't mean in money. Okay. So we're just waiting for Guy Quail to type. Hey, Proselys, what's my time left anyway? Before I throw a pause on this. A great answer. You failed to spot yourself, the angry special. 4 minutes. Wow, no pressure, Guy, but... oh. There we go. After a tense conflict happens at the table, I find that the mood goes down. After that 5-minute break, how do you lift up the table and relieve the awkwardness and tension? You don't, you can't. That's just how conflict worked. After a conflict, everybody's kind of down. Everything kind of sucks. Okay? So, you have two choices. Choice number one, you can let it destroy the... Don't type a follow-up. There's only 4 minutes left. Stop typing. This is it. This is all you get. Guy Quail is typing again. I think he pulled that too last time. I'm gonna give you more answer. I wasn't done talking. You see? See, this is what I said, where people don't listen to the whole answer before they just start typing, right? Right? It's the same thing. You're preparing your response in your head. Look, This is it. After a tense conflict, the mood is shot. It always will be. Tension causes the mood to be shot. There is nothing you can do to make that go away. Okay? You can't force people to get over their stress any quicker than you can. If you find after 5 minutes you yourself are not able to start running the game again, and I don't mean running the game great, I mean just running the game, then take 10 minutes. If one of the players is still seething and fuming, take 10 minutes. But apart from that, just start running the game again. It's going to be awkward and tense for a little while, but as the game starts rolling, that tension and awkwardness will just dissipate as people come back to the game. You can't lift the table up. You can't be a cheerleader. You can't make people go over your stress. Okay, bonus question for the last 10 seconds. What's your favorite drink right now? Are we talking alcoholic? Because I have been, like, I treat myself on the weekends to one cocktail a week. Two cocktails a week. One on Fridays and one on Saturdays. And I bought myself a bottle of Corbel brandy, which is not the best, but it's locally made. It's actually pretty good. And I've been making myself brandy old fashions every weekend now for forever. I got good at making them with Splenda. So, you know, it's diabetic friendly because I'm using Splenda and booze instead of sugar. Because the Splenda versus sugar thing really makes a difference. I'm also drinking 2 ounces of alcohol that converts immediately into sugar in my blood. Okay, so that's it. That's everything. I'm done. Also, wait, I'm supposed to yell at you, French rice merman. That was off topic. That had nothing to do with the Q&A thing. But I'll take it because it lightened the mood.